This is part one of a previously recorded two-part Live and Local interview.
It's time for another episode of Live and Local. And from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Broadband and the ability to use broadband and to have quality broadband. Now, this has been a problem for some time. There's a discrepancy between what the urban areas have and the rural areas have, but also in the urban areas, there's discrepancies throughout the different geographical regions there, and that problem has really come to light since the pandemic happened. People are working from home, schooling from home. Well, there's the Nebraska Broadband Testing Initiative, and Tom Bliss is the executive director of the Southeast Nebraska Development District, and he's here with me live and local to discuss this broadband testing initiative. Tom, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
What is the state trying to accomplish?
What we're trying to do is we have listened to Nebraska residents for the past years talking about not having affordable, reliable broadband service. And just because someone chooses to live in, you know, an area of the state that may not have adequate coverage shouldn't mean that they can't engage in remote working or attend school virtually or something as expected as watching Netflix. So we know that the need for quality, affordable broadband became very apparent during the COVID-19 pandemic, as non-essential workers and students and teachers were asked to telework or take part in distance learning. And what we learned are many rural communities and even parts of the urban area have little or no connectivity, which results in employees not being able to work, students not being able to take part in classroom lessons. We know it's a need. We also know that from just a society standpoint, that it's important to education, it's important to health, local business, public safety, and then just being part of the community. So that is why this is important.
I saw just recently in the news, Iowa is also doing a broadband initiative. And as far as importance, this was compared to the electrification of rural Iowa in the 1930s. Do you think that's overstating it, or do you think that that's actually a fair comparison?
You know, we've heard that comparison for the last 15, 20 years. I moved here from Northwest Missouri in 2017, and we were addressing this in 2000. So this has been an ongoing concern. And we know that if Nebraska wants to keep the residents, they need to provide the amenities that are expected. And this is just one of those expectations that folks want and need these days.
With the telehealth situation becoming more important, and there are some people who have worked in the healthcare industry that are just beat up. They are worn out, and some of them are leaving that industry because it's been quite a grueling year for them, making telehealth almost move from an option to a requirement. Does that increase the urgency behind something like this?
I would think so. You know, we have reached out to health care providers to get their thoughts on how we can partner with them to ensure that, you know, their workforce is part of this conversation. But yeah, that is something we've heard again and again.
This testing initiative is really step one and a very important step to see where broadband has good speeds, where it does not, and where the gaps are, where there is no broadband per se. And you really need every citizen's help in doing this. Is that correct?
Exactly. So the group that is leading this is the Nebraska Regional Officials Council. It is an association of the state's 8 development districts. And the districts are established by state statute. We provide planning and community economic development support across the state, from the smallest villages to metros like Omaha. So how we are doing this is NROC and its membership wants to work to close the digital divide. And this mapping initiative is an important step, because if you don't know where you are, then obviously you don't know where to start. So the digital divide, for those of you who may not know, refers to the gap in that accessibility between areas of communication and information technology. So essentially, it's when you're sitting at home and you try to log in and or try to access the internet and you can't. So that is one definition of digital divide. So, Mike, what we're trying to do is, or what we are doing, rather, is we're partnering with a geospatial engineering firm called GeoPartners LLC. They're based out of Minnesota. And we learned about them through visits with Wyoming and Minnesota and the state of Washington on how to map out accessibility. So the primary goal is of this initiative is to give elected officials and businesses and the public just accurate data so they know exactly where they stand with broadband speeds. And from there, that information will support future broadband expansion and projects across the state. So to your question.
Join me tomorrow at 7:45 a.m. and 3:44 p.m. for the conclusion of this live and local interview.